Hey, what's this music? This sounds fancy, but pretty wacky. Isn't this supposed to be outside the box? Well, actually, it is outside the box. But with a new kooky, or maybe cuckoo, theme song, which happens to be the first few bars of Leopold Mozart's Toy Symphony. The previous, more sedate music, written by Ethan Miller, was the beginning of a song called We Are 6 Billion. But we aren't 6 billion anymore. Sometime late in 2011, probably in October or November, we will be 7 billion humans on this one small planet. And that's the topic of today's feature. We are 7 billion. We didn't reach our first billion until about 1804, just over 200 years ago. Then healthcare began to improve. People didn't die as often in childbirth. Fewer babies died of preventable diseases, and lifespans increased. But birth rates didn't decline as much to compensate for fewer early deaths. The second billion came in 1927. We were 3.5 billion by the late 1960s, and now, less than 50 years later, human population has doubled to 7 billion. Even though fertility rates for women are dropping almost everywhere, the United Nations conservatively projects we will be over 10 billion in another 90 years. And that's not all. In addition to more people competing for resources, humans are increasing their consumption of land, water, energy, and other scarce commodities. For example, the U.S. has lost 71% of its topsoil, and 8,000 square miles of land disappear each year to suburban sprawl. Only 1% of tall grass prairie remains. 90% of old-growth forests in the Pacific Northwest have been logged, as is true for forests around the world. This reduces our ability to take carbon dioxide out of the air and increases global climate disruption. 50% of U.S. wetlands have been lost. Many species of fish have been overfished and are undependable as a food supply. Sources of fresh water are disappearing as we use more for food and energy production. Over 90% of our energy use is from non-renewable resources. And even if we humans figure out how to save water, soil, and other essential non-natural resources for ourselves, this may not be enough for the biodiversity we've got to have to survive. Bees have become a canary in the coal mine for our food crops. Polar bears are telling us how fast the Arctic is melting and climate catastrophe is approaching. Tropical plants that provide prescription medicines are in danger of disappearing. Each new person adds to the strain on the Earth's ability to maintain all species. If we don't reduce our population and the amount each of us consumes, the ecosystem will collapse, making us wish for the good old days when we worried about small problems like war, unemployment, and financial insecurity. So what can we do? We have to stop screwing around and confront this issue directly. We can increase family planning awareness and birth control methods so there are no unplanned children. About half of all children born in the U.S. are either unwanted or unexpected. And we can consume many fewer resources, especially non-renewable ones. We can create a voluntary culture where two children are plenty and one or none is better. These ideas, of course, are only a few sperm cells among the millions needed to germinate that seed of social change that could prevent ecological collapse in the coming years. Do you feel we have too many humans on Earth now? If so, what can you do to support stabilizing and reducing human populations? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to make sure that population matters to everyone, especially those who consume the most.